From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequencies shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia serious about hosting 2032 Olympics. Indonesia and Singapore central banks extend financial cooperation. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to visit Switzerland to demonstrate Indonesia's seriousness and readiness to host the 2032 Olympics. He plans to personally convince the Olympic International Committee to choose Indonesia as the host of the world's foremost and largest sporting event. President emphasized during a virtual limited cabinet meeting to discuss Indonesia's bid for hosting the 2032 Olympics at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on November 3, 2020, that Indonesia have successfully organized the Asian Games and Asian Paragames in 2018. This raises confidence and improves the world's perception that Indonesia is capable of being a good host for international event. Indonesia's bid to host the 2032 Olympic is not meant for showing off, but rather aim at raising the nation's image and dignity. Bank Indonesia and the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAS on Thursday agreed to extend bilateral financial cooperation involving $10 billion for another year. Executive Director of Bank Indonesia's Communication Department, Oni Wijanarko, noted in a press statement release on Thursday said that the cooperation has been in place since November 2018 as a follow-up to the agreement between President Joko Widodo and Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong for monetary and financial stability in two countries. The cooperation comprises the Local Currency Bilateral Swap Agreement, or LCBSA, and Bilateral Repo Agreement, or BRL. LCBSA enables the two countries' central banks to exchange their local currencies to the tune of 9.5 billion Singapore dollars, or 100 trillion rupiah. The cooperation agreement was extended for the first time in November 2019. Deputy House Speaker Aziz Samsudin believes that bilateral relations between Indonesia and Turkey hold promising prospects and that both nations should intensify relations, especially in the areas of investment and capacity building. With potentially increasing Turkey's investment in Indonesia, Indonesians graduating from Turkish Institute of Higher Learning can become entrepreneurs, educators, micro, small and medium business owners, and young professionals to develop domestic industries in various sectors. Trade between both nations had reached $1.6 billion, showing a surplus of over $800 million. The value is the largest as compared to those of Indonesia's trade with Balkan nation and other Eastern European countries. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Backers of President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden staged competing demonstrations on Thursday at voting centers in U.S. states where final vote tallies could determine who occupies the White House for the next 4 years. Protests have been scattered, small and largely peaceful, since Americans went to the polls on Tuesday, defying pre-election fears that tensions could erupt into violence or riots. Biden supporters have adopted the slogan, "Count every vote," saying that a complete and accurate tabulation in the remaining battleground states would show the former vice president had won the 270 electoral votes needed to win. Trump campaigners countered with chants of "Protect the Vote," as the president goes to court in several states to challenge some categories of ballots, such as those arriving in the mail after Election Day or demand recount. Former Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi, a wartime hero turned politician, was arrested and transferred to the detention center of the Kosovo Tribunal in The Hague, the Netherlands, on Thursday to face charges of war crimes. Thaçi had resigned with immediate effect earlier in the day after learning that the tribunal had confirmed war crimes indictment against him. Thaçi and three other former leaders of the Kosovo Liberation Army, KLA, are accused of overseeing illegal detention facilities where the movement's opponents were kept in inhuman conditions, tortured, and sometimes killed. He arrives at Pristina's military airport in afternoon and was flown to The Hague, where he was taken into custody by the Kosovo Specialist Chambers. Oil prices fell nearly 1% on Thursday, weighed down by the steady rise in coronavirus infection and as the outcome of the U.S. presidential election had still not been settled. Brent crude settled down 30 cents or 0.7% at $40.93 a barrel, and U.S. West Texas Intermediate or WTI crude was down 36 cents or 0.9% at $38.79. Both contracts jumped about 4% on Wednesday. The European Union Executive Commission lowered its economic forecasts, adding that the economy would not rebound to pre-virus levels until 2023. Despite some surprisingly bullish crude data this week, the oil market will still need to contend with major demand uncertainties related to COVID-19. President of Ritterbusch and Associates in Galena, Illinois, Jim Ritterbusch, said, referring to an 8 million barrel draw in the U.S. crude stockpiles. The Moroccan government, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund on Thursday said they will postpone plans to hold the World Bank Group IMF annual meetings in Marrakesh in October 2021 until 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The annual meetings are usually held for two consecutive years at the World Bank and the IMF headquarters in Washington, and then in a member country every third year. The World Bank and IMF held virtual meetings in April and October this year due to the pandemic. No decision has been made yet whether the spring 2021 meetings will take place in person or online. The meetings usually draw some 10,000 participants, including finance ministers, central bankers, private sector executives, civil society, media, and academics. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Waiting for the Final Result of the U.S. Presidential Election. The world is waiting for the final vote count result for the United States election. The incumbent, President Donald Trump, said that if only legal votes were counted, he would easily win. Even without evidence, Trump and his campaign team have claimed fraud in the election and wanted to stop vote counting in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan. In fact, in the weeks leading up to the election, Donald Trump has stated that if the vote gap in the presidential election is slim, he will accuse his Democratic opponent of election rigging and trying to steal victory from him. Democrats and even some of the president's supporters responded immediately. Donald Trump's accusations of cheating in the 2020 U.S. election is considered to have hurt the trust of citizens. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, which monitors elections in Western countries and the former Soviet Union, has found no evidence of fraud. The transition of power is a transition mandated by the 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and the United States' most important democratic tradition. Constitutional and election experts argue that a president cannot ignore election results and retain power. Trump has not stated his stance on whether to accept the election results or not. U.S. election officials instead that are major battlefields of the two camps warn vote counting will take longer as many votes via mail due to the pandemic. If usually the result of the presidential election can be known directly on the night after the election, this time it looks a little different. The existence of a pandemic and claims of fraud by Trump's side mean that the election result cannot be immediately known for sure. The waiting period will be a tense day, not only for the U.S., but for the world. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawat.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque peitai kouzhou,以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History of a Voice of Indonesia. We start from a story of Cut Nyadin passed away on November 6, 1908. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian woman national hero from Aceh who fought against the Dutch in the Aceh War. She began to fight against the Dutch in 1880. The death of her husband, Teuku C. Ibrahim Langa, made Jutnyadin very angry and vowed to destroy the Netherlands. She was a figure feared by the Dutch because she was able to ignite the spirit of resistance of the Achenese people. Jutnyadin fought in the inland of Malabo with her small troops. Jutnyadin died on November 6, 1908 in exile in Sumedang and was buried in Mount Puyuh, Sumedang, West Java. On May 2, 1962, President Sukarno officially appointed Jutnyadin to be a national hero through Presidential Decree No. 106 of 1964. Next turn, on November 6, 1947, the longest American TV program in the history began its broadcast debut. One of television stations in the United States, NBC, was noted to have broadcasted a special program that can still be enjoyed until now. The program called Meet the Press. Previously, this program aired on radio in 1945 under the name American Mercury Present Meet the Press, hosted by Martha Rountree and Lawrence Bivak. The goal was to provide promotions and opinions about the magazine, as well as several hot issues updating at home and abroad. On November 6, 1947, the program was premiered on NBC television, as well as began its broadcast debut. With a history on November 6, 1994, the Constitution Day of Tajikistan. The Constitution Day is a national holiday in Tajikistan. The holiday was intended to celebrate the commemoration of the adoption of the Constitution of Tajikistan on November 6, 1994. The territory of Tajikistan in the late 19th century became part of the Russian Empire and thus became a state under the rule of the Soviet Union. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, Tajikistan declared its independence. Then the government immediately drafted a new constitution, which was adopted on November 6, 1994. The event of the adoption of the new constitution was declared as a national holiday of Tajikistan. That was today in history.
Waktu kau menghilang. pernah berakhir.
Kinilah waktumu pergi.
Jangan sesali yang berlalu, karena semuanya milik sang waktu. Selalu bersyukur yang kau dapat di setiap nafas yang kau
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia title, Cooperation of Indonesia and Turkey for Economic Recovery. Chairman of Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, Bambang Susatyo, asked for support of the Speaker of Turkish Parliament, Mustafa Sangtap, to help completion acceleration of negotiations on the Indonesia-Turkey Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, ITCEPA, as an effort to restore the national economy affected by the pandemic outbreak. The expectation was conveyed by Bambang Susatyo during an official meeting with the Speaker of the Turkish Parliament in Ankara, Turkey on Tuesday, November 3. Quoted from the statement of the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara Wednesday, November 4, the Speaker of the Turkish Parliament, Mustafa Sangtap, said he would ask the relevant commission in the Turkish Parliament to immediately review the final stages of the agreement and find the best way so that the Turkish government can accelerate the negotiations of the agreement that has underway for nearly 4 years. The value of bilateral trade between Indonesia and Turkey in 2019 reached $1.6 billion, with a surplus on the Indonesian side of more than $900 million. This figure is the largest one compared to the value of Indonesia's trade with other countries in the Balkans and Eastern Europe. The trade attaché of the Indonesian embassy in Ankara, Erik Nababan, said, although Indonesia in a surplus, it is estimated that there is still a potential increase in the short term of around $600 million if the two countries have signed the ITCEPA. Indonesia's main export products to Turkey are industrial raw material products that are urgently needed by Turkey to increase its export to world markets, such as palm oil, derivative products, rubber, and various types of yarns and automotive components. In addition to discuss the acceleration of the ITCEPA settlement, Bambang Susatyo on this occasion expressed his sympathy and grief for the earthquake that killed more than 100 people and injured nearly 1,000 victims in Izmir province, Turkey. The two head of People's Assembly also discussed a number of strategic collaboration that have been taking place between the two countries, including the defense industry, the manufacture of the COVID-19 vaccine, which is expected to enter the clinical trial, infrastructure and investment stages soon. Meanwhile, in the field of inter-parliamentary cooperation, Bambang Susatyo also used the opportunity of the meeting to ask for Turkey's support for the wish of Indonesian MPR in establishing a World Shura Assembly. During the meeting, Bambang Susatyo was accompanied by the Indonesian ambassador to the Republic of Turkey, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal. That was my Indonesia.
Waking up to an empty bedroom, my house is a mess, my mind's not the best. Trying to recall what happened the day before, I remember you shouting to my face, you're such a bore. Is it my fault for being too pure, knowing little about love, always so insecure? You said, trust me, I know what's best. You walked away telling me we should rest. I would drive 2,000 miles just to see you, babe. Will you be there for me? Don't you ever lie to me. Through hills and mountains, oh, there is nothing that can hold me back. I will be there for you, even if you aren't there for me. Just about how foolish I can be to fall for your words over and over again. Oh, I can't describe what I'm feeling through this song. I hope that you see just about how foolish I can be to fall for your words over and over again. I would drive 2,000 miles just to see you, babe.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I would like to introduce Sirah Cipelang Springs in Sumedang, West Java. Listener, besides its famous culinary, Sumedang has various interesting tourism destinations. For people who love water tourism, Sumedang has a tourism destination of Sirah Cipelang Springs that you must visit if you are traveling in Sumedang, West Java. Sirah Cipelang Springs is located in Cipamekar Village, Chonggyang Sub-District, Sumedang Regency. From Sumedang downtown, the springs can be reached by land transportation for approximately 30 minutes. to enter this tourism destination, you have to pay an entrance ticket worth 5,000 rupiah and a parking fee 2,000 rupiah. Cipelang Zira Springs is a small pond which water comes from a wellspring. The water is spotless and there are many big and small fishes there. The source of the water comes out of a small hill which is under the lush trees that fill the area. Due to coming directly from the wellspring, Zira Cipelang's water is very clear. It flows eastward toward the rice field. Besides being used as a tourism spot, the springs is also used for irrigation by the local residents. Listener, to travel to Zira Cipelang Springs, you will feel the cool air because this tourism area is surrounded by lush trees. To be able to enjoy the freshness of the water, you can immediately swim in the spring pool or swim in the swimming pool that has been provided. Uniquely, you can swim by being accompanied by small fish. There are also many residence rice fields that can be used for selfie backgrounds. The Zira Cipelang Water Tourism Area has also been equipped with various facilities such as parking lots, prayer rooms, restaurants, toilets, and gazebos for resting places. That's the end of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition entitled Zira Cipelang Springs in Sumedang. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Kepadamu cintaku.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, welcome back to Miss Eleni. Today, we are going to inform you about UGM Developing Superior 11th Grass. Stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. Listeners, the Faculty of Animal Husbandry at Gajah Mada University developed Gamma Umami Grass, or mutation of 11th grass or bulrus that has been irradiated with gamma rays to produce superior grass. 11th grass was chosen because it is a superior type of grass and is preferred by ruminants or grazing livestock such as cows or goats. In addition, 11th grass is also very suitable to be developed in Indonesia, which is a tropical country. The yield of Gamma Umami grass is higher than local 11th grass, and in 1 year, it can be harvested up to 6 times. Nafiatul Umami, PhD, a lecturer at the Faculty of Animal Husbandry at UGM, as well as head researchers of grass Gamma Umami, said that the mutations with gamma ray radiation can affect morphology, anatomy, and psychology plant to produce plants that are superior to their parents. Application of gamma ray radiation is used on vegetative organs, flowers, and seeds of 11th grass plants. The radiation process on 11th grass produces a variety of plant types and produce more productive plants, seen from the morphology, anatomy, biochemistry, production, and psychology of plants. This research was conducted by the Faculty of Animal Husbandry at UGM in collaboration with the National Nuclear Energy Agency through the Isotope and Radiation Application Center. From this study, it is known that the radiation results affect the hair on the 11th grass Gamma Umami, which greatly affects the ability to taste food in ruminants. Gamma Umami grass has been introduced and developed by breeders, especially in Yogyakarta and surrounding areas. Satria Aji, for example, a farmer from Bumi Kayangan Farm Gunung Kidul, who has planted Gamma Umami on his land, said that the grass has an extraordinary growth power. The percentage to grow is good from tall stem cuttings, large shoots, and it can reach 10 shoots at the initial planting in the dry season. Meanwhile, Cahyo Kurmai, a farmer from Banyumas, said that besides being easy to develop, Gamma Umami has greener leaves than other grasses. He added that the umami grass has soft stems, so the cattle can eat it all without chopping it. That was Miss Lani for today. Thanks for listening.
It's your boy V. Let's get it.
Took her to the show, I make her buddy blow. She want me to keep low low. We rockin', we rollin', we rockin', we rollin'. We go out, we kiss, she go home, she miss. She nailed it, I'm kneeling, she said yes, we killed it.
Yeah, she's the one, yo. I guess you find your love now. We're out.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from North Mandar, West Sulawesi, entitled Tenggang Tenggang Lopi. The song Tenggang Tenggang Lopi tells about a sailor who is sailing with a moving boat swinging over the sea. The song is famous Mandar classic song, which is often used to represent the Mandar tribe, such as four ethnical dance, which has been well known abroad. Like other classical songs, the composer of the song is also unknown. However, Mandarin's young generations keep loving their traditional songs. This makes a young man, Ivan Swadi, rearrange this song into pop electrical music, or popularly called electric dance music, and invite a beautiful girl, Putri Rizky, to sing the song. Here is Putri Rizky with the song entitled Tenggang Tenggang Lopi. Enjoy the song.
Indonesia.
Jatuh cinta tak terduga, datang tanpa rencana. Karena cinta karunia, namun bisa jadi sebuah ujian yang penuh godaan, membuai rasa hanyalah cinta tak terduga datang tanpa rencana, karena cinta karunia. Namun bisa jadi sebuah ujian yang penuh godaan, membuahi rasa
Indonesia.
Biarlah bulan bicara sendiri, biarlah bintang kan menjadi saksi. Takkan ku ulangi walau sampai akhir nanti, cukup derita sampai di jatuh di pelataran, bintang redup tanpa cahaya gemintang. Langkah tanpa arah sesat di jalan yang terang. Aku yang terlena dibuai pelukan dosa, ingin pulang membalut luka hatimu. Apa pedih batinmu, beri kesempatan atau jatuhkan hukuman. Andai maaf pun tak kau berikan, air mata tulus jatuh di sudut bibirmu. Tak terlintas dendam di benih mata indahmu. Aku yang merasa sangat berdosa padamu, masih pantaskah ku mendampingimu? Biarlah bulan bicara sendiri, biarlah bulan kan menjadi saksi. Takkan ku ulangi walau sampai akhir nanti, cukup derita sampai di sini.
Thank you.
cinta kan menjadi saksi. Takkan ku ulangi walau sampai akhir nanti. Cukup derita sampai di sini.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia. Or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.